Despite Saddam Hussein's tyranny, women in Iraq enjoyed some of the broadest legal protections in the Muslim world. But the U.S.-backed Governing Council has voted to eliminate those protections. The decision came in an unpublicized meeting last month when the council ordered that the personal status law, as it's known, be canceled. Family issues would be placed under the Islamic legal doctrine known as Sharia. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, newly formed women's groups are outraged.
Iraqi women activists were shocked when they heard about the closed-door decision. Last week, a group took to the streets where they quietly denounced the move. The demonstrators included judges, doctors, and professors. Regardless of their dress, Western or more traditional, they said the council's decision would set back their legal status by centuries. Basma al-Khatib is the Iraqi representative for UNIFEM, a branch of the UN promoting women's issues.
The Iraqi law is very good, and it's considered the best among the Islamic countries around us. So what's the point of annulling this and getting back to square one? How could you gain something and work for it and then give it away?
The order, narrowly approved by the 25-member governing council, was reportedly sponsored by conservative Shiite members. It still must be endorsed by Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Iraq. Aides say he's unlikely to endorse the change. But Basma says many women see the move as a disturbing omen.
They're afraid that this will hide and then show up next time, after June.
After June, when the U.S. hands over sovereignty to a new Iraqi interim government. At a recent women's conference where this issue was number one, Dr. Rahul Bazadan said she'd come to listen and learn.
We are all audience for the new things. After that, after the election and the permanent constitution, there'll be another talk.
No.
She was interrupted by another woman, Ala Talabani, who warned there's no time to just listen, no time to lose.
We have to feel this window of opportunity being opened to Iraqi women for the first time in the history to play her role in reconstruction and rebuilding the country. If not today, we'll be neglected again. We don't wait for the men to decide on behalf of us.
Even under Saddam, not all women were treated as well as law dictated. 24-year-old Wafa al-Rakabi from Nasiriya says clerics and tribal law prevailed in outlying areas.
Every aspect in the life of a southern woman we have to look upon as something wrong, because it has done women very bad things. She was abused. She's abused in the family. She was denied her right for education, for going out, for business, anything.
For example, under Sharia and unwritten tribal law, a woman's family could marry her off without her consent, no matter her age. By Iraqi civil law, a woman over 18 had at least in theory the right to choose. These women also argue the council's decision to introduce Sharia law will split society. Iraq is a multi-ethnic society with many different religions and many different strains of Islam. Rival Islamic sects espouse different policies for women's legal rights. Ala Talabani argues removing civil law and putting these issues into the hands of rival clerics will spark sectarian strife.
I mean, we are Muslims and we would like Sharia to be one of the basic resource for Iraqi law, but not the main one, because this way we are going to abuse the rights of the other religions in Iraq. Sharia is not good in so many ways, to be clear, especially in family law, in the civil law, in so many things like marriage, divorce.
Three women, handpicked by the U.S. to sit on the governing council, have remained silent, angering these women even further. A handful of moderate male council members spoke out against the decision at this conference, though they failed to explain how it had come to pass without any public discussion. They called it a threat to both civilized progress and national unity and urged the women to continue their protests, something the women here already knew. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.